Excuse me. Ford Caruso was enjoying a much-needed break with his friends after building a deck to encircle his pool, so it took a second to realize someone had intruded. He glanced up and saw his amazingly hot neighbor, Skye Fairchild. She normally didn't come over to chat. He'd wave, she'd wave. Occasionally, they'd share a short conversation from their yards. Once after a storm, one of her tree limbs had landed mostly in his yard. She'd been out there in the still drizzling rain, trying unsuccessfully to drag it into her yard when he'd walked out and taken over, despite her protests. Silly woman. He'd had it cut up in no time, and together they'd gotten the pieces stacked on her woodpile. They talked a lot then, all of it superficial and easy, but she hadn't lingered once the work was done. On another occasion, when he'd left the house in a hurry and his garage door hadn't closed, she'd done it for him. When he'd come home, she'd walked over to let him know in case anyone had seen her go into his garage to hit the door button and quickly dash out beneath the closing door. Again, they chatted. Again, it had been friendly and easy, but when he'd invited her in, she'd merely thanked him and gone home. Right next door to him. It felt spectacularly humbling to have such a gorgeous neighbor, who, from all indications, wasn't in the least interested in him. She was always precisely polite, without a single lingering glance or hint of interest. They'd gotten to know each other over the last 12 months, but only in a superficial way. She remained in the friendly acquaintance department, a helpful neighbor, upbeat and independent. Through her actions, and lack of actions, she'd made it clear that she didn't want to be a close neighbor. No flirting, no teasing. Fine by him. He didn't need to win her over. Yet here she stood, the setting sun creating a halo around her incredible body and long, wavy fawn-colored hair. She wore a black top that perfectly hugged her breasts, khaki shorts that showed off lightly tanned legs, and a friendly smile on her face. He, Marcus, Knox, and Bray all stared at her. Her smile never faltered. "I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to put an end to your..." One small hand gestured, encompassing the four of them, the pool behind them, and their drinks. "Party? Or just a gathering?"
"A visit," Ford said. "Just a visit."
If she thought it was a party, she might want to join them.
"What's up?"
"Are any of you single?"
Silently, Bray and Marcus, who'd each recently married, pointed at Ford. Even Knox, the ass, pointed, and Knox was single too. Feeling his neck go hot, Ford stood. Rather than be put on the spot, he switched gears.
"Why are you asking?"
"Well, you see, I need a little helping hand for, an hour, maybe? Probably not any longer than that. Only it wouldn't be right to ask a married man to help, so I figured I'd get that sorted out up front."